It's time to get dirty with your Cycle Pass single track report. Cycle Pass open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. in the Pioneer Commerce Center. Check out the Santa Cruz Vala and Built in stock now at Cycle Pass, powered by the latest Bosch CX motor, now offering 120 newton meters of torque. Want to still earn your turns? Test drive the new Santa Cruz Nomad and Bronson at Cycle Pass in Truckee. Now saddle up and let's go get dirty. Well, earlier this week, the U.S. Forest Service and the Tahoe National Forest put out their current active and upcoming forest health and wildfire mitigation projects. There will be some impact to some of the trails this season, and public access may be restricted due to the use of mechanical vegetation management work, including the use of heavy equipment, movement of haul trucks, tree falling operations, mastication, and piling. This is all part of the 10-year plan with the goal of treating 60,000 acres within the Middle Truckee River watershed to reduce the risk of wildfire and improve forest health. And I will say one thing, that they have been very kind in past years with our single track. Well, let's get to it. Some of those trails in the Alpine Meadows and Olympic Valley Fire Protection District, there's a 670-acre project south of Truckee. Now, it's just adjacent to Highway 89 South. That will impact portions of the Western States Trail, and as well, the Western States Connection Trail will be closed. On the opposite side of Highway 89 off the 06, it's a 675-acre Big Chief project. The 06 Fire Road will remain open during operations, but the Big Chief Trail and all Forest Service lands within the project area, such as Big Chief Climbing Area, will be closed during implementation. In the Jackass Ridge area, the 1,900-acre Cabin Creek project continues. Jackass and El Burro trails will remain open during operations, but up above in the elevations, the Forest Road 0103, along with all system roads and non-system road trails within the project area, will be closed during implementation. One of the larger projects is Alder 89 Rui. This is a treatment of approximately 2,500 acres north of Truckee along Highway 89 North. Portions of the commemorative Overland Immigrant Trail and Prosser Hill Motorcycle Trail will be closed. Hobart, Donner Camp, Prosser Hill, and Alder Creek West and East trailheads will also be closed. For you folks who love Lloyd's Loop, that's part of the Boca Stewardship Agreement project. I was out there a few weeks ago. They were marking the trees and getting ready to do the work. This is part of 1,350 acres of mitigation. Access to Lloyd's Trail may be restricted. Now let's circle back to the commemorative Overland Immigrant Trail. There's the Woodchopper project. That will affect another portion of this trail off Forest Road 16E30, and it will be closed during implementation. The timeline for active implementation for these projects for the 2026 season starts now and goes through fall as weather conditions allow. Before heading out to these trails, please view potential closure information at truckeeforest.org/project-updates. 101.5 Truckee Tower Radio is not responsible for riders' ability and stupid bike tricks. Trail conditions change rapidly. This report is meant to take you on a trip in your mind, not a trip to the hospital. And always carry duct tape in case you spring a leak. Cycle Pass is a proud supporter of the Truckee Dirt Union. And right now, registration is open for the third annual Lone Masters Rally on Jackass Trail, May 29th and 30th. Go to truckeedirtunion.org/rally to register. The Cycle Pass Single Track Report can be found anytime online at truckeetahoeradio.com and on Apple Music, Spotify, or your favorite podcast platform. Search KTKE Single Track. Now get out there and get dirty.